Medical experts in the U.S. and Haiti have pinpointed the strain of bacterium that's causing the cholera epidemic in Haiti. They believe it is most commonly found in South Asia. So far, about 330 people have died, with 4,700 hospitalized. NPR's Christopher Joyce has been following the epidemic, and he has this story.
Medical detectives got samples from 13 people in Haiti, most of whom lived in the area where the cholera first appeared 3 weeks ago. At the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, scientists analyzed bacterial DNA sequences. They compared them to some 400 strains of cholera bacteria from around the world. The closest match, a strain that's common in South Asia. CDC physician Chris Braden says this does not mean someone from South Asia brought the cholera strain to Haiti.
We cannot determine where the strain in Haiti came from this information. Okay, we can say that it's found in that part of the world, but we can't say how it actually got to Haiti.
Braden says the South Asian strain, also called Ogawa, may have been circulating in other parts of the world before it took off in Haiti.
It could be brought in by food, it could be brought in by water, it could be brought in by a person, it could be brought in by a ship.
Rumors have circulated in Haiti that UN peacekeepers from Nepal brought the disease with them. Angry demonstrators have demanded that the Nepalese leave. UN investigators have been testing the peacekeepers and say they've found no infections. Health officials are concerned that a hurricane expected to strike Haiti later this week could bring torrential rains that might carry cholera to new locations, including the capital of Port-au-Prince. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
This is NPR.